Go Loud. Just before we get started with today's episode, a quick shout out to Whoop, who are supporting the podcast with an incredible competition. All the Talking Bollocks listeners can sign up right now and get 1 month free. Whoop will send you out the device free of charge, and you can try it for 30 days and see what your body's really telling you. But there's an exclusive competition as well. Anyone who signs up for the 1 month free trial at join.whoop.com/bollocks will be entered into a draw to be upgraded to a 12-month Whoop membership with an accessory kit, a sleep and recovery stack, a pair of Nike Alpha Flyers, and a ticket for the Troika Race 3 this coming April, all worth over €1,000. This is an offer that's honestly too good to turn down. So don't forget, head to join.whoop.com/bollocks. Sign up for the 30-day free trial and be in with a chance to win that unbelievable prize. Well, all thanks to the lads over at Whoop.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more.
Mac, you met my little brother, Jesse.
I did.
So we done a bonus episode there with him last week, and he has got some phenomenal feedback. Like, the family group channel is like, this is it now, there's the star. And I'm like, sound.
That's just like infuriating though for me, because now it's great stuff. So I have family members' shoes to fill.
Yeah.
I'm going to disappoint no matter what.
And he was 16.
He was a young not prepubescent. Let's not talk about pubescent. Let's not talk about Jesse's development. Let's just say I have huge shoes to fill.
But you know what made it worse? He just like, oh, what way do you get your roll cut in a deli? And that was it.
That was his question.
That was it. Clip is on like...
It's viral.
It's in the six figures on Instagram.
Ah, for the love of God.
That's it. Like, he's gone. Do you know what he said to me, Ma, the other day? My Ma was talking about our kitchen, and he's like, don't worry, Ma, I'll get you a new kitchen. I'll just tell people, I'll give them a shout out on the podcast and they'll do it for free. And I was like, he has his game wrapped up.
So Jesse flew it.
Jesse flew it, right?
Yeah, and you were proven... solidly wrong.
No.
Everybody agrees with
not everybody. Jesse. Not everybody.
What was the...
Jesse said, right?
Yeah.
So they're all staying from a deli order.
Yeah.
What do you get in the deli? And Jesse says, I don't know why they even asked, do you want your roll cut? Because of course you do.
I would completely agree with Jesse.
I agree with that, right? Our other producer, Owen, used to work in a deli.
Mm.
And he said, no, you'd be surprised. Some people like a solid roll. They don't want the cut in half.
Mm.
And then Jesse was like, well, they're wrong because... if you don't get a cut in half, you have a top of a roll and the end of a roll. Whereas if you get a cut in half, you have two ends.
And the end is the best part.
And the end is the best. And I was like, it doesn't work that way, Jesse. It's still the same roll.
Mm.
It's just you're consuming it differently.
It hasn't occupied the fortress of my mind recently. The deli rolls. I'm joking. No, okay. I would be of the firm belief, right, that if you're going to go to a deli, just get a Chinese.
What?
Just get a choice. Yeah, genuinely.
Right, here's one for you. Here's
the deli culture. Surely this is something that people don't actually...
Here's one for you.
Do you know what I mean?
In the middle
Chinese
of the day.
Chinese don't open until 5.
Okay.
And delis stop at about 3.
Yeah, but surely there has to be like an early house equivalent of a Chinese. Do you know what I mean? Down in the Keys that you can go in and you can go in at fucking 9 a.m. surrounded by all these other depressed freaks staring into 3-in-1s. Do you know what I mean? There has to... If you're going to a deli, it's over. It's over.
I don't know, Mark.
Deli, I don't give a shit, man. Deli is like the churros of lunch.
Whoa.
Churros is the end of the road, by the way.
Whoa.
That's the final frontier of gluttony. When you're having churros, you may as well just get a turkey baster full of Biscoff and shove it up the Swiss, because nutrition has gone out the window. Sophie Morris would have a stroke if you look at the... you know Sophie Morris?
Yeah.
I'm in Dunn's. I love her so much. Do you ever hear about me on the... We had that wellness day.
No.
We had this wellness day last year in Bower. We all had to log on. Did you not do that?
We didn't get an invite to this.
So there's this wellness day and we all had to have our screens on, and someone like American woman was doing it, and it was like, oh yeah, hey guys, welcome. You know, one of these stupid fucking... She had a job that definitely didn't exist in 2009. Like wellness executive or spirit president or something, you know? Anyway, it was something about like corporate wellness, and she just all of a sudden calls me and was like, yeah, you there, Mark Am. It's like, yeah. She was like, what would be your ultimate wellness dream? And I was like, my ultimate wellness dream. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, a threesome with the happy pair lads and Sophie Morris. as a joke and just complete lead balloon. I'm in bums. Do you know what I mean? Just, it was a disaster.
But I can't believe you're hating on the Deli Mac.
It's just it's slop. It is complete slop. Our country, we have legalised marriage equality. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we are evolved as a society. Delis are dog shit.
The country was built on delis.
But it's time for a new deli. There you go.
Pun intended.
But no, I just...
You've talked about curries and New Delhi. Just point that out there.
That'll be incredibly bad korma.
The best... Jesus
Let's
Christ.
Let's go. Hero
the best,
week.
The Jesse. Best thing about Jesse's whole deli statement, right? I was like, what's your deli order? And he's like, oh, chicken fillet, blah, blah, blah. And he said he doesn't get cheese. I was like, you don't get cheese? Yeah. And he's like, oh, no, like sometimes like you don't have the 50 cent for the cheese. And I just got an instant flashback to like, oh, I remember when I was his age. And that was the biggest concern in your life was, do you have enough to get cheese on your roll in the deli? Whereas now I'm like, I have a million and one problems going on. I've shit I need to get done. I've shit that needs paying for. I was like, transport me back to then. When all I needed in life was 50 cents for cheese.
But the problem is, though, is that your biggest problem is always your biggest problem. And we never know. We never know that we're in the good times until we're out of them. Do you know what I mean? Like, we never... Like, that whole thing of, oh, do you remember when we were 21 and all we had to do was go on holidays and, you know, your biggest concern was whether or not you'd pull that night in the nightclub. It's like, yeah, but when you were 21, you didn't realise that that was cool and relaxed. You were in the shower in that apartment complex going, I'm the biggest loser of the lads or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, we will... it's the hardest thing we can do is try and, as cliche, or the cliche of all cliches, and this is why the punters want Jesse back, is that like, it's to try and be in, to put yourself in the present when you're there rather than waiting and going, fuck me, that was great last
week. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I've been on holidays and I've been like, can't wait to get home for this to reminisce about the holiday, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Rather than just enjoy
just
the holiday.
Still enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, true. But, the fucking little bollocks, he's throwing his weight around. He is throwing his weight. He keeps texting me and I'll tell Terry not to come back and all. I'll just jump in there instead.
Right, do you want a listener question?
Go on.
This is from Neil. So, if you were to stroll through a portal and come out the other side with no idea what you're about to walk into, rank these from worst to best outcome. Blind rank, if you want.
Oh, I love a blind rank. How many of them is there?
What do you mean a blind rank?
Five.
So, there's five scenarios. So, she's going to give you scenario one. You have to put a 1 to 5 without knowing what the next one's going to be.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Right, okay. Walking down the ramp at UFC 400 challenging for the heavyweight title.
Where you so wait, it? What finger do you do if that's one?
Just whatever. Just say 1 to 5. Where okay, right? Worst scenarios, I'd say number 3 because I have a feeling there's going to be some dodgy ones in here.
Number 3?
So you're going into an MMA heavyweight title fight.
Okay, so I'm going in to be bashed and killed.
Essentially, yeah. So
I'll put that as number 2. there has to be a fate worse than death. So go on, having a deli roll.
Yeah, you're in Circle K.
You walk out on stage at Britain's Got Talent.
5.
Yeah.
That's grand.
That's
your best. Yeah. What are we doing?
No, I'm joking, but we could do whatever.
Yeah, like, what are you doing here? Like, if Simon McKell's saying, go and impress me, what are you doing? I'm going to put that as number 2. I'd rather go into an MMA fight than go on the stage and Britain's
Seriously?
Got Talent. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You're in the nip walking out the lift in your workplace.
Right, that's about
here, the lift would have to be working, I suppose. So you'd be there for a while. I would say number 4.
I love how you're like...
Well, I know there's going to be something mental now, like...
Yeah, you kind of have to preserve number 1, don't you? I'll go 4 then, yeah. No, wait, where did I put Prince Got Talent? I'll put that 5.
That's the best case scenario. Yeah. You're naked at work.
I'd rather be in the nip at work than on the stage at Britain's Got Talent, yeah.
Being the only fella who was tricked into turning up to a stag in fancy dress.
So, is this the last one?
No, there's one more.
There's one more, so I'll put that as 3.
I'll put that as 2 then. I'll put that as 2.
Right, so what have you left now? Number 1?
I've got 1 left.
Right, and it's, you're out on stage, required to make a speech to members of the deaf community.
Yeah, that is a battle. That is a battle.
I don't think that'd be that bad.
Surely there's an interpreter.
Surely they can lip read.
Yeah.
But like, in a big crowd, you wouldn't be able to see your lips close enough. But if it's a speech for deaf people, they surely hear.
Well, how are they going to see your hands?
They probably aren't the most discerning members of the deaf community if they are like, do you know what? We go out tonight. Yeah, yeah. Where we go to? We go to that gig, your man. Where we get seats at the back? Are you sure we'll be able to? It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It's, if anything, it's their fault. Just getting the deaf people buying the nosebleeds. They're the ones to blame.
He has a point. If they can't see your lips, how are they going to see your hands?
Yeah.
I think they have a camera in your face.
Yeah, well, there you go. So you can just lip read. Can we talk about the fact that they're all expected to be awake at 4 in the morning to watch like the US office?
This is what I used to say. I was like, you have to feel so sorry for the deaf having to get up at 3 a.m. to watch the news.
What's
it's complete fucking out.
And you know what I mean? It's like repeats of the in-betweeners and it's someone doing sign language. Why?
Channel 5 at 4 a.m. and all of a sudden this woman comes out wearing a sundress and she's doing the silent disco stuff. Like.
Yeah, why? Like, why is that? Can we Google that, please, Siobhan?
Why don't they have it throughout the day?
Yeah. You can turn closed captions on. So why can't you not just, like, have your one in the corner?
Sorry, do you want to know what I found out only, like, embarrassingly recently?
What? That CC stands for closed captions?
No, I knew that. You know that sign language isn't universal.
Yeah, there's like an American one and a British one.
Yeah. Say it with more of a dramatic effect, please, because that's mental.
No, that is mental.
They had an opportunity to create a universal tongue. Do it. Like,
no. Siobhan's going to hit us with some facts here.
I don't know. About the sign language thing, I don't know. And about that, the late at night is basically just that they have to have a certain amount of the shows.
Why don't they just do it earlier? Like, I don't think it would be that much of
if it's on at 11 in the morning.
They don't want to disrupt their prime time.
So hang on, it's not universal.
They have different languages because they were made in different countries, the same way normal language evolved.
How many sign languages is that then? And then what are they teaching the monkeys? That's what
there's certainly a handful, I'd say.
Very good. You're some man for a pun.
I do like a pun.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
That was okay.
That was a good one.
Over 300 distinct sign languages used worldwide.
That's insane.
Do you reckon if someone, say, from England and they bump into someone from Brazil and they start doing something to each other, they're like, oh, that's Portuguese?
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, you know, when you hear someone speaking, you're like, that sounds German.
Yeah.
But it might be Dutch.
I would say so. I would say that there are accents and stuff that, you know, that looks like.
Yeah.
I'd say Italy's a nightmare.
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of that stuff going on that you'd be like, is he, sorry? What? And he's actually just expressing himself.
South Central LA as well. You know,
yeah.
What that going on?
The Crips, the old deaf Crips are a force to be reckoned with. They can't hear the gunshots either, so it's a complete, no.
Very good. Just a little more.
Oh, this is actually not a question, but it's just a reply.
I bet that'll be about me, brother.
No, it's not. It's from Claire in Tip. And she says, listening to the recent episode with Eric about splashing people with your car, she says, did you know that it's illegal?
I have heard that.
I only recently discovered it's illegal to deliberately splash pedestrians by driving through puddles. You can be charged with dangerous or inconsiderate driving under Section 51A or Section 3 of the Road Traffic Act. So there you go. You could have been done.
Say she's some crack at parties. Fucking rat. So imagine pulling the copper. Someone splashed me with that car. Really, fuck! It's literally it's rained every day in 2026. By the way,
I got this one last week. So I put up a thing on Instagram going 4 months of Rosie because it was 4 months of my daughter. This woman wrote back going, just to let you know, your daughter was born on the 21st of October.
No,
which means that this has only been 16 calendar weeks. It's not actually 4 months. It's a common enough mistake, but you should do your research before posting. And I looked up and she had messaged me on December. And it was like, because I posted maybe happy 2 weeks or something. Yeah. And it was, hi Mark, I think you need to research your calendar. It's like, you are a lunatic, like.
The calendar police.
You don't know me or my wife or my child. Do you know what I mean?
McGinty wants to know, if you could send a 30-second message to the entire world, what would you say?
That's a very, very powerful thing. I'm trying to think of something that we need to fix. But what can we fix so easily?
Nothing.
Start boarding planes from the back. Back window seats first, back middle seats, back aisle seats, and then we'll walk away to the middle and go from there. That's what I want. What are we saying, Mark?
Jesus, I don't know. Do I have to come out with something earnest or...
Oh.
Whatever comes off the top of your head. Stop going to delis or something.
People who walk down airplanes slowly, looking up at each number, even though their boarding pass is like 26C, shouldn't be allowed passports. You're 27D, love. Do you know what I mean? And you're looking up at three optimistically going, could this be it? Absolutely not.
Or the people who stand up as soon as you touch the tarmac.
Oh, those morons with the fucking Jansport, by the way, taking people's eyes out. I absolutely... The Spanish student with the Metallica patch sewn on.
The fucking Jansport getting caught in the crossfire there.
It's just... People on airports, man. That is, if you hit the... Euro Millions, private air travel would be the number one. That'd be the first, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? It's actually we were going away before on a lads trip, and there was about 15 of us, and he looked up, I don't know why, he looked up a private jet, and the charter this year was like 15 grand.
It's actually not that bad.
And that's what we were saying, but then I think it was sitting like fucking eight people or something, you know?
Yeah, and then there's probably fuel as well. And
yeah, and then a boiler probably costs fucking 10 grand on top of
that. But still, like, it's not a bananas amount. No. Like, you know, for people who aren't.
You win the regular fucking lotto, not even the Euro Millions.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going private, you know?
Have you ever looked up the stats of people who win the lotto?
No.
If you win the lotto, you're like immediately 800% more likely to be murdered. It's absolutely mind blowing. The stats around winning the lotto in the US, especially the Powerball.
That's the US.
Well, America's just fucked though, isn't it? But if you look up the Powerball figures, it's like it's crazy. Like you're more like you know, 100 times more likely to be killed by one of your own family members. Yeah. It's mad, the stats.
Oh, you've never done it. Do you ever do the lotto?
No.
Never done it.
No.
I've done that as a syndicate. That's it. I've never actually done it.
I've done scratch cards.
Yeah. Myth.
But like, it's all nonsense.
Myth. Don't know anyone that's ever won the jackpot on a scratch card. Although we did talk about this before, and we had people reach out and say they won a few thousand. But my thing with scratch cards is wherever you win on it, you just buy more scratch cards.
That's it.
I won 8 quid. Wins. 8 quid worth of more scratch cards,
that's
please.
It, exactly.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Right. One more, Siobhan.
We have another Delhi-related one, but I'll leave it because I know how it feels. There's one that our friends at Today FM have asked.
Oh well.
So they're doing a survey to find Ireland's 100 greatest songs, and they want your contributions.
What's it got to do with the Delhi?
No, I'm not asking the Delhi one because I know how Mark feels about the Delhi.
Irish song, right?
Their top three Irish songs.
But what the people are probably going to choose Zombie.
Yeah,
I would say Zombie, especially because
Killer. Do you know what I always call it? Kriller. I don't know why.
Seafoody type.
Like the sandwich. What's that sandwich place?
Griller.
That's what
So nothing like the sandwich place in ways. Sort of in no more than like sign language from Spain versus an Ethiopian speaking Swiss.
It's a serious fucking song. I know it gets a lot of hate.
Yeah.
But I seen them live at EP.
They're legends. And they're lovely, lovely guys.
They are talented.
But this is like, the thing is, they didn't ask for
the success,
the virality. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You can't blame the lads. It's phenomenal.
It's actually, but like I heard, like they done the Today FM stage in EP, and they weren't allowed to announce them.
They
had to spontaneously go on stage and just start singing and hope the crowd came. And I mean, I seen them lads go from side of the stage onto stage to into Kriller. And it was unbelievable.
Say it again.
The ham and cheese toasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
They made apps. Yeah. They made. But also, you know, it's clearly not getting within a nautical mile of the top 10 Irish songs of all time. I would say not even top 100.
It's only so new.
Yeah.
The melodies.
I'd give a top 100.
I think it sounds quite like Trasna and Adanta. No. Okay, so Irish song, right?
This is by Aslan. This is by Aslan, 100%. And my favourite rendition of that song, it's very hard to find, but it's Chrissy Dignam. He's in a room and he has a fella playing the piano. It's just him, a cappella, with a man on the piano. Unbelievable. And I mean, you can tell Chrissy's in the height of addiction in it as well. Oh my God, it's one of the best renditions of the song I've ever heard in my life. It's fucking phenomenal.
Sunday Bloody Sunday, With or Without You. With or Without You.
I
think it's one of the most, like, still musically, I just think is an absolute stunning, like, mind-blowingly beautiful song and perfect sound. I just think it's, like, pretty much close to a perfect song.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sinead O'Connor's going to be up there. Nothing Compares to You. Oh, like, will Christy be up there? Christy Moore, will he be up there?
What's Sinead O'Connor's other song?
Medinka?
That one, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Then obviously you've got Last Ketchup by the Cheeky Girls.
Famously from
Roscommon. The cheekiest of girls.
Other options on it are The Saw Doctors, The Script. Thin Lizzy.
The Script.
In terms of, we've moved on to the Guantanamo episode, have we? Songs that would be equated to aural torture.
Oh, you're not into The Script?
No, man. Good luck. Good.
Really?
Oh, that is, for me, like sonic waterboarding.
Really?
Honest to God.
Would you rather The Saw Doctors?
I would sooner listen to the audio of my own conception on 10 out of 10 volume than listening to The Script, personally.
Could be a quicker song, though. Come here. It's The Saw Doctors. I used to love her once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to love her. N17.
Sorry, Damien Rice.
Yeah.
Coconut Skins.
Yeah. I forgot about him. He goes under the radar, doesn't he?
He lives an odd life. I'm fairly sure someone will correct me. I'm pretty sure he just like sails around on a yacht. Oddly. Genuinely, and he's
that's an odd look.
You know, he's huge in Germany. Was is always he? Huge. So I'd say there's a lot of
he's big in the UK though.
Yeah, but he also sold a lot of CDs.
Yeah,
like you think about that, he got that CD money, which is what you want.
Him and David Gray.
David Gray, Michael Bublé, Norah Jones.
Yeah,
can you imagine the amount of money Norah Jones made off that album? Every single white person in the universe had it in their coffee table.
There was someone else that popped. Damien Dempsey.
Damien Dempsey. Yeah,
Damien Dempsey is in there. Fuck, it's very hard to pick one song though by these artists.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Samantha,
all I know is
Samantha Mumba.
Yeah,
Fontaines. Would you say any of the Fontaines be in there?
They're on the list. You can vote.
Of course, they're on the list. They're on fucking Bo's jerseys. They have to be on that
list. Yeah,
bleeding Fontaines. Do you know what? It's the people that listen to Fontaines that pump me off Fontaines.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I won't have them in my algorithm because I don't want to be associated with the people that queue up outside Bambino for the stickers and not the pizza.
Oh man, like I had a go at them and then they all started coming for me. We'd rather that than some sort of posh. You live in fucking Rathfarnham, bro. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? In your parents' 7-story gaff. Just because you have a fucking earring and you work as a graphic designer and you wear baggy pants doesn't mean you're not me. Like, do you know what I mean?
And you wear a Bose jersey.
Literally.
Doesn't mean you're not me.
No. No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least be honest, like.
And what are they going to do, Siobhan? Are they going to go based off votes? Here's the top 100.
Yeah, but the great thing is, if there's a Clever Cards card at the end of it, that would really get the loins wet.
Yeah, there is a Clever Card available, actually. Yeah.
Does Ed Sheeran count?
No, he doesn't. But and also, no, I get abused for this, but I just can't with him.
Really? He has a lot of Irish heritage.
I know, but like, he's there shagging a fucking Super Queen sausage every time. We get it, bro. You're Irish.
Yeah, but that's not his fault. That's like...
But I think he suffers from this illusion of what Ireland is.
No, it's the whole Joe.ie, let's interview Matt Damon. What do you get in your chicken fillet roll?
Yeah, and Greta Thunberg. Greta, whenever you were in solitary confinement there for 2 weeks and you didn't see daylight for a month, was there ever a moment when you thought, like, I fucking love theatre?
Do you know what I mean? This is what we're dealing with, like.
But that's... Irish media's fault.
Yeah.
Not the...
Everyone... Well, we just spent 10 minutes talking about chicken fillet rolls as well, so let's...
Yeah, I know, but I'm not fucking...
But
I'm
that
not
was
sitting,
Jesse.
If, exactly. I'm not sitting down every guest and saying, what's your deli order?
Yeah. You're not getting fucking Liam Neeson on and going, Liam, listen, what's your favourite? And he goes, if I wanted to kill a man. You go, no, Liam, you don't have to do that. Black people... Liam, you know that this is an interview about your movie. You don't... This guy just keeps... He keeps hanging himself in interviews.
Mike, you're going to get me cancelled. Tell the truth. Is that what you're
going
to do? You're just
That's the
take
plan. The
out.
Plan is, well, I don't want to be going down, so we might have to remove... We might remove the Liam Neeson stuff. But there's loads of things...
We'll remove the Liam Neeson, the deli stuff.
There's nothing that Irish people hate more than Irish people talking about Irish things.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of hate about the deli stuff.
Do you think so?
100%.
They'll just be like, snobby prick, never eaten a deli. No, I've eaten in delis, but then
no,
like...
I wouldn't say snobby prick. People like, who's this fucking lunatic?
Really?
Yeah, it won't come down to like class or anything. It's just like direct you. Like you, Mac Megan. Not your background, just you. See, just you prick.
You prick. You are completely wrong.
Yeah, 100%.
Couldn't disagree more, but look.
That's what it's going to be.
Wouldn't be the first time I'm wrong.
If you have any listener questions, deli takes, what is your best top three in the top 100 Irish songs? And where is your best carvey in Dublin? Send it to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Mark, best carvey in Dublin?
Best carvey in Dublin, the weekly roast.
Very good. That was a good plug. Solid plug. I don't even actually want another real one. That's, we're leaving it at that, Mark. Thanks very much.
Thank you, mate.
Take us out, Siobhan.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Go down.